axes. You can't tell a story if you don't make a sound.
Thank you. doorstep when school time was over. I wished for the time to go by. Now it has passed and I stand here tonight to bid this old stepstone goodbye. Dear old stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless those we leave with each sigh. I'll cherish fond memories when I'm far away to roam o'er this wide world alone. To roam o'er this wide world.
What a fantastically husky baritone voice there, Zachary Lukey, from his album Songs for Hard Times. That comes from, or that album, The song we heard is called Goodbye, Dear Old Stepstone, and the album is Songs for Hard Times. The husky baritone singer there and guitar picker, Zachary Lukey, off an album that, again, features some old-time folk music, sort of revisioned or visioned through Zachary's lens, and I thought that was a beautiful rendition of Goodbye, Dear Old Stepstone. Before that, we heard Cahalen Morrison from his album Wealth of Sorrow and a track called Where the Bluebirds Sing, and I was remarking to myself, because in the song he talks about the buzzards circling, and last night when I was at the Culch for the play that just opened, Paradise or the Impermanence of Ice Cream, I really had no idea what to expect. The poster is kind of this, you know, beautiful orange to pink with some clouds and a South Asian fellow holding some melting ice cream, and it's a one man show with I want to say it's 2.5 feet tall, 3 feet tall, this buzzard or this vulture puppet. It's really a spectacular creation, this vulture puppet, and a really good show. The performer, whose name I can't tell you off the top of my head, does a really remarkable job of playing a bunch of characters. It's a very interesting story. It's very thoughtful. It's timely. It touches upon so many sort of big existential themes and issues, but doesn't feel heavy, you know? There's a lot of shift from the beginning to the end. So, yeah, just interesting that, you know, buzzards and vultures have factored into my visual world yesterday and today. Not a couple of birds we often think about, right? Well, I don't. Maybe you do. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF, Campus Community Radio. We are your voice in the community because we are the voices of the community. as a community member, as a student on campus and part of the SFU campus and community, you can come and get involved. Learn how to broadcast, learn how to record and do audio editing, review music, do some public outreach and promotional stuff. There are loads and loads of volunteer opportunities. There's some work study opportunities if you're a student on campus and eligible for financial aid through the university administration. And we're just a super chill, welcoming place to hang out if you're looking for that. So you can find us on the bottom floor of the sub building. That's the new student union building. Way down, follow the stairs way down, and we're just around the corner from the and across from the nap room. So come and see us. Come and say hello. You can also come and say hello to our folks who are tabling today in the sub. Somewhere between where the sub meets the Maggie Benson building in the just, you know, off the cafeteria area there. Look for our banner and our table. We've got buttons and stickers and lots of information about what we do and how we do it. One last thing before we get on to our next set of music. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Department Uno, which will bring you a bunch of great music from the CJSF playlist. Happens every week between 1 and 2. So stay tuned for that right after this show. And speaking of the music department, Connor, who is our music director, also put me on to this next track. It's called Holy Ghost, from a band called the Rattlesnake Milk. How do you like that? Off an album called Chicken Fried Snake. Feels so good. This is got kind of a haunting country sound to it, and I hope you like it. Thank you.
Let Nothing can break our thread, not even a farewell. Strong as grandmother's hand, steady, unfading, like a spell. Take no pity on me, it's just temporary. 'Cause it's not a goodbye, it's a see you next time. No, it's not a goodbye.
Little bit of a departure in some ways there on Roots and Berries with kind of a rockin' folk set. We heard Justine Vandergrift with Waiting for Nothing from an album called Yes, All Right, Okay. It's a little bit go back in time in terms of her catalog. She's got a brand new record just coming out in the next little while, which made me look her up and see what was going on. Before that, we heard the Goddamsels off their album Wayward Daughter, track called See You Next Time. And I don't know, it's just something about the band name. I love the sort of play on words, the Goddamsels. And again, they play a little bit more rock and stuff, but there you go. Sometimes you got to break out of the box and just, you know, do it anyways. As I said, Department Uno is coming up. See you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Bird note. The bobolink may just be the happiest bird of spring. There's such delight in the bobolink's bubbly, jangling song. As bobolinks return to North America from the tropics each spring, they have good reason to sing with joy. The 2-ounce birds have completed one of the longest migrations of any songbird, roughly 6,000 miles. Bobolinks fly from Argentina all the way to the northern states and Canada. How do they manage to cross all that hazardous terrain and hundreds of miles of open water? Like many birds, bobolinks